USA Radio News with John
Hunt. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, said the continued rise in the cases of coronavirus in many states indicate that the measures implemented to mitigate the spread of the virus didn't work as well as expected.
When you look across the country, it's really a mixed bag. Certainly cases are falling in the tri-state region around New York City. Around the nation, hospitalizations and new cases continue to rise. So there's about 20 states where we see a rising number of new cases. Illinois, Texas, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee have a lot of new cases on a daily basis. And so while mitigation didn't fail, I think it's fair to say that it didn't work as well as we expected.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Gottlieb predicted that by the end of June, the number of deaths from COVID-19 will surpass 100,000 nationally. Currently, the death toll stands at more than 66,000. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
North and South Korean troops exchanged fire along their border, the first such incident since the rivals took unprecedented steps to lower frontline animosities back in 2018. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it is believed that North Korea's firing was unintentional.
We can confirm, at least the initial reports are, that just about right, a handful of shots that came across from the north. We think those were accidental. South Koreans did return fire. So far as we can tell, there was no loss of life on either side.
The exchange of fire came a day after North Korea broadcast video of its leader Kim Jong-un reappearing in public after a 20-day absence amid intense speculation about his health. Some Texas businesses, including restaurants, malls, and movie theaters, began to reopen in response to Governor Greg Abbott's decision. Major theater chains are remaining closed, but some smaller theaters have chosen to reopen with heightened security measures. EVO Entertainment CEO Mitchell Roberts said the plans to reopen two of their theaters with airport-style security check-ins will happen on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Faced with over 20,000 coronavirus deaths and counting, the nation's nursing homes are pushing back against a potential flood of lawsuits with a sweeping lobbying effort to get states to grant them emergency protection from claims of inadequate care. At least 15 states have enacted laws or governor's orders that explicitly provide nursing homes protection from lawsuits arising from the crisis. And in the case of the state of New York, a lobbying group wrote a measure that makes it the only state with specific protection from both civil and criminal prosecution. New York's immunity law, signed by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, was drafted by the Greater New York Hospital Association, which is an influential lobbying group for both hospitals and nursing homes that donated more than $1 million to the state Democratic Party in 2018 and pumped more than $7 million into lobbying over the past 3 years. The National Rifle Association has now laid off hundreds of employees, canceled its national convention, and scuttled fundraising, membership, and shooting events that normally would be key to rallying their base in an election year. The coronavirus pandemic has upended the gun rights organization in the middle of a presidential election, and with gun owners riled up over what they see as an effort by authorities to trample their Second Amendment rights. The NRA, which boasts about 5 million members in recent weeks, continued to lay off and furlough many employees and cut salaries by 20% across the board. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.